Section 2. Listen to the following short speech and answer the questions.
All right, my name is Belle. From the little town of Paribidoo, which is 1,650 kilometres north of Perth, which is the capital city of Western Australia. I'm currently residing in Perth as a boarding student, but normally go back to Paribidoo quite often. I'm currently in Japan, been here 2 months. Starting to pick up on the language, but prefer to use English whenever possible. I'm 17 years old. I mainly major in subjects like English literature, English dialogue, and a lot of English culture at school. I use English quite a lot and find it a basic necessity to my life. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell. Australian English, it's like everybody's rather proud of their accent. It's like a lot of British Australians and American Australians, which are really interesting people to come across, but British Australians, like, they hide their English accent. They don't want an English accent because in Australia your accent is basically your identity, and if you lose your identity then you're not really Australian, and why are you there? It's part of the culture. Like, people visit Australia to see Australians, and the main thing about an Australian that differs from, like, a New Zealand or a British person is their accent. And so it's part of the language, and it's part of who Australians are. So Australian dialect, it's interesting because being from Western Australia, I use a lot of, nothing's just plain. Nothing's like, oh, that's good. Everything's, oh, that's great, or, oh, choice. But if you were to go to, say, Melbourne, they'd use descriptors words too, but they'd be completely different words, pronounced differently, and have completely different meanings, as is with Queensland, like things like bathers, you know, swimming costume. Melbourne, it's called bathers. Western Australia, bathers. Queensland, togs. So it's like swimming togs. What are swimming togs? Younger generations like my age say today, but my parents say yesterday, and today, and the other day, and like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is actually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So it's like they used to cut off words as well. It's like during like the baby boom, 1945 through to the 60s, all children had very British parents, very American parents, so they all had this accent problem happening, and so it'd be clashes, and people were changing words constantly. So, like, one kid say, or today, and somebody else would say today, and it'd clash and become today.